This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma.
Man has always struggled with the concept of authority higher than himself. Robert Ingersoll, the noted 19th century atheist, would arrogantly state that the God of the Bible has given man a brain and then refused to let him use it. Such blasphemy is nothing new to the ranks of skepticism. At times we hear some folks say, "You can just prove anything by the Scriptures." Friends, those people who pull out this time-worn saying of the devil never realize the full extent of such a foolish statement. We notice that those who say it cannot prove anything by the Scriptures, except, of course, that they are woefully ignorant of what the Bible actually teaches. Usually, when one asserts you can just prove anything by the Scriptures, you can rest assured that to him, by the Scriptures, you have proved that his religious endeavors or positions are wrong and therefore unscriptural. How would you like to have it said among your friends that people can just prove anything by you? Most of us wouldn't like that very well, would we? We know some folks that would get fighting mad if such a statement were made about them. They would consider it a supreme insult. Even so, it is a supreme insult to our Lord and a slap in the face of God to say you can just prove anything by the Scriptures. If you will look closely, you can see that those who assert such have not proved by the Scriptures that their churches are right, or that instrumental music and Christian worship has divine approval, or that folks can be saved prior to and without baptism. They've never proved that a man is justified by faith only to the exclusion of love for God, repentance from sin, and obedience to the gospel of Christ. Remember James chapter 2, verse 24. You see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. These folks have never proved that a person can be saved outside of the church, and we don't mean the church building. If you can just prove anything by the Scriptures, why haven't these folks proved these things? There is only one thing that can be proved by the Scriptures, and that is the right thing. You can prove by the Scriptures that he that believeth and is baptized will be saved, simply by reading Mark chapter 16, verse 16. And it is a fairly simple task to prove that we are buried with him in baptism by reading Romans chapter 6, verse 4. It is just as simple to prove by the Scriptures that the churches that Paul dealt with while he was here on earth were churches of Christ by reading Romans chapter 16, verse 16. We have found no difficulty in proving by the Scriptures that a child of God can fall from grace when we get people to read Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Which says, "Ye are fallen from grace." It is not difficult to prove by the Scriptures that except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God, because that is exactly what the Scriptures themselves say in John chapter 3, verse 5. But much of the so-called proof of things today in religion does not depend on what the Scriptures say, but rather on what the Scriptures do not say. Friends, please don't ever be guilty of saying that you can just prove anything by the Scriptures. It simply is not so. How sad the words of Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein."
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also would like to encourage you to visit the Online Academy of Biblical Studies, that's OABS.org, and consider enrolling in one of their classes in the fall or spring semesters. As always, we thank you for listening.